Hello, and welcome to the Quiet and Strong podcast, especially for introverts. I am your host, David Hall, and the creator of quietandstrong.com. This is a weekly podcast dedicated to understanding the strengths and needs of introverts. Introversion is not something to fix, but to be embraced. Normally, we will air each episode on a Monday. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform. So sometimes I hear that people assert that introverts are great listeners. I think this may be too much of a generalization. After all, introverts are not all alike. Everyone wants to be heard and understood. Everyone matters. Our voice matters. But are we always great listeners? You know, while I want to be a good listener, in general, I want the conversation to go both ways. I don't want to be perceived as a good listener just because the other person is doing all the talking and not pausing to listen themselves. As an introvert, have you ever been in that situation? I know I have. I don't enjoy these type of conversations at all. It can be very frustrating when the other person is not listening and talking nonstop. So a huge difference between introverts and extroverts is introverts think to speak and extroverts speak to think. You'll hear me say that often. It's a big difference in communications. So if I'm in a conversation with someone and they're talking nonstop and not pausing to let me speak, they may think that I'm a good listener. And maybe I am, and maybe I'm not, depending on the situation. Just because a person is silent in conversation, it doesn't mean they're listening. It gets to, what is the purpose of the conversation? Most conversations I expect to go both ways. Two people engaging, getting to know each other, enjoy each other's company. Maybe they're working on something, a project together. In these cases, there should be some back and forth, taking turns, you know, one being the speaker and the other being the listener, with the listener paying attention to the other person. You know, there can be times where someone may be going through something where they really need to talk things through, and they may need to do more of the talking. Sometimes they may be looking for advice, and sometimes they just may need to be heard or vent some frustrations. So, my wife and I are both natural problem solvers, and we're ready to help solve each other's problems, ready to give advice. And sometimes that's wanted. I think my wife has a lot of great ideas, and I do want her advice, but sometimes I just need to vent. So we've kind of come up with an agreement that we let each other know, hey, I just need to talk this out. I'm not looking for a solution right now. So you may need to do that. You may need to say to someone, I just need to talk this through. Or someone may say that to you. Or just be straightforward. I need advice on this. And listen to that advice. So I'm not saying that extroverts aren't good listeners. Either extroverts or introverts can be good listeners. They need to be aware of the purpose of the conversation, be interested in the other person. If an introvert is in a conversation expecting some back and forth, but is only playing the role of the listener, then their voice is not being heard. I think that I'm a good listener most of the time. I want to get to know people better and build lasting relationships and understand the other person's needs. I also want to get the relevant facts to come up with great solutions and innovative ideas. I want to continue to learn more about the other person and everything. I want to accomplish some amazing work with other people. Often the best ideas are a combination of others' ideas. So for me, my introverted traits can help me be a good listener, but could hinder me if I'm not careful. I try to do a few things to be a good listener. Some I'm better at than others. So we need to be fully present and limit distractions. As an introvert, it's easy for my mind to wander, thinking about something that happened or thinking about some future thing or something off the topic of the conversation altogether. So I need to be sure that I'm in the moment with the person and not somewhere else. And part of this is not checking my phone, my emails, other things. Put down the phone. We really can only think of one thing at a time as human beings. So we miss a lot if we're switching between talking with a coworker or our kids and we're looking at our phones or our social media. So be present. You may also want to find a private place, maybe a place where you can close the door and take the conversation where there won't be constant interruptions. Concentrate on the other person and keep eye contact. I need to remember that when I'm playing the role of the listener, I'm not making the conversation about me. I'm hearing what the other person is saying and not only thinking about what I will say next. Because that's not really a conversation, is it? I know I've been guilty of that. In conversations, are you sometimes not paying attention but thinking about what you're going to say? Also, sometimes I have a bad habit of matching the person's story with one of my own. They tell me something, I say, well, I did this or this happened to me. And that's probably not what they're looking for. Often this takes away from what they're trying to tell me. It does help me to focus on the other person when I maintain eye contact, not a stare, but looking at the person regularly. Another thing is try not to interrupt. This can be a hard one for me. As an introvert, I'm always thinking. And if someone's talking about something I've given a lot of thought to, I want to talk about it. So I naturally want to share my ideas. I have to be careful and let the other person feel heard and let them fully express their thoughts before I jump in. So try not to interrupt. And on the other side, if you're doing a lot of talking, pause and see if the other person has something that they want to share. It's also important to ask questions and clarify what the other person's sharing with you. And that's something I'm really good at. I'm good at asking questions. I see connections between people and things, and I do want more information. And in my case, I need to be careful to not come off as an interrogator and often let the other person know, hey, you know, if I'm trying to help, I want to help. I just need to get some information. And that puts them at ease usually. But if I don't say that, they can feel like they're really being put on the spot. And in my questioning, I need to make sure that I'm asking some clarifying questions so that I understand the person's point of view. And all these things that we're talking about, they also apply to group conversations and meetings too. Be present and pay attention. I know it's been challenging this past year as I've been working from home. And in a virtual meeting, it's so tempting to try to do a little multitasking and maybe tackle that, you know, stack of emails while you're trying to pay attention in the meeting. Again, as human beings, we can only think of one thing at a time. So if you're trying to do a couple things at once, you'll miss out on some of the meeting and may miss out on sharing some needed information with the group. Or you may miss out on receiving some critical information for you or for your team. Virtual meetings can definitely be harder. You know, normally you're in an in-person meeting, you're in a private room with only the guests attending, right? But at home, family members are walking by, maybe asking you questions while you're trying to focus. Hopefully your mic is off when they're doing this, but at the same time, you really need to try to limit that as much as possible. So for those of you that are working from home, how do you limit distractions when you're in conversations, meetings, while you have family members around? Are you able to go into a quiet space? Do headphones help? So, are introverts good listeners? My answer is they can be. Some are better than others, and probably all of us can improve. I do want to be a good listener, but again, not just perceived as one if the other person is talking nonstop and not pausing to hear me. I want to understand others and also be understood too. What's the purpose of the conversation? Are you accomplishing that purpose? We can get better at listening and conversations and building connections by knowing what we need and what the other person we are speaking with needs. And we can be a great listener. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to further connecting with you. Check out my website, quietandstrong.com. Email me at david@quietandstrong.com. I'll add social media channels to the show notes. Please comment on social media posts related to the podcast. Send me topics or questions and we can address those on the show. So many great things about being an introvert, and so we need those to be understood. Let's keep the conversation going. Get to know your introverted strengths and needs, and be strong.